Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. Today is Friday of the second week in ordinary time, January 20, 2023, and the feast of Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace, have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ, like St. Paul and St. Stephen. When full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate its riches. God gives his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. St. Thomas Aquinas describes the effect of receiving Holy Communion. He says, the Blessed Sacrament should inflame us with desire for our Lord and inflame our hearts with charity and to make us godlike. The fervor of charity is its actual effect. These are its effects unless we put up obstacles. One Holy Communion is enough to make us saints. Saint Maria Goretti received Holy Communion only 5 times in her entire life, and she became a saint. Why is it then that we do not become saints after so many Holy Communions? St. Thomas explains that Holy Communion benefits those who receive our Lord in the state of grace, more or less, according to the measure of their devotion. He explains why. The effect of this sacrament is received according to the condition of the receiver. So our level of devotion, our reverence for and appreciation of the Most Blessed Sacrament will help or hinder the effects we get from our Holy Communions. If we were more reverent towards and grateful for the Most Blessed Sacrament, our Holy Communions would be more fruitful. And as we move forward, let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocaust or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come. The written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. I come to do your will.
And our scriptures for Friday of the second week in ordinary time. Reading 1, the first reading. Brothers and sisters, now our high priest has obtained so much more excellent a ministry, as he is mediator of a better covenant and acted on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, no place would have been sought for a second one. But he finds fault with them and says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will conclude a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they did not stand by my covenant, and I ignored them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant I will establish with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his fellow citizens and kin, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from least to greatest. For I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sins no more." When he speaks of a new covenant, he declares the first one obsolete. And what has become obsolete and has grown old is close to disappearing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. Kindness and truth shall meet. Show us, O Lord, your mercy, and grant us your salvation. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him. Glory dwelling in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet. Kindness and truth shall meet. Justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Kindness and truth shall meet. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. Kindness and truth shall meet.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Sebastian, patron of athletes. Saint Sebastian became very important to me growing up, as I was very active in sports from a young age. And learning that Saint Sebastian is the patron of athletes, his story aided in my Catholic faith, as I placed the importance of being steadfast in the faith. Saint Sebastian grew up as a Christian in Milan in order to assist the confessors and martyrs in their sufferings. He went to Rome about the year 98, and enlisted in the army. He became an officer and a favorite of the Emperor Diocletian. Marcus and Marcellinus, twin brothers, had been imprisoned for the faith. Sebastian, seeing this, exhorted them to remain loyal to Christ. Sebastian entered the Roman army because there he could assist the martyrs without arousing suspicion. He is also mentioned in a sermon on Psalms 118 by 4th century Bishop Ambrose of Milan, St. Ambrose. In his sermon, St. Ambrose stated that Sebastian came from Milan, that he was already venerated there at that time. St. Sebastian had roots coming from southern France, and he was educated in Milan. He joined the army, the Roman army, in 383 AD, ostensibly to be of service to other Christians who were being persecuted by the Romans. Saint Sebastian distinguished himself, and for his excellent service, he was promoted to serve in the Praetorian Guard to protect Emperor Diocletian. Sebastian was named captain of the Praetorian Guards by Emperor Diocletian, as did Emperor Maximilian when Diocletian went to the east. Neither knew that Sebastian was a Christian. While serving as a Praetorian Guard, Marcus and Marcellian, twin brothers, were imprisoned for refusing to make public sacrifices to the Roman gods. The brothers were deacons of the Catholic Church. During their imprisonment, their parents visited them to implore them to renounce Christianity. However, Saint Sebastian convinced both parents to convert to Christianity. Saint Sebastian also converted several other prominent individuals, including the local prefect. God confirmed his words by a miracle, and many more led to embrace the faith, including the prefect of Rome and his son, Tiburtius. Marcus and Marcellinus met their martyrdom by being nailed by the feet to a post. And after 20 hours of suffering, were shot to death by arrows. Saint Sebastian, having aided many martyrs, was himself brought before the emperor, who reproached him with ingratitude and delivered him to some archers to be shot to death. This led to his discovery, and he was reported as a Christian to Emperor Diocletian in 286. The emperor, who was already infamous for ordering the death of hundreds of Christians, scolded Sebastian and ordered him to be killed by having him tied to a stake on a training field and used as target practice. Sebastian had prudently concealed his faith, but in 286 it was detected. Diocletian reproached him for his supposed betrayal, and he commanded him to be led to a field and there to be bound to a stake so that the chosen archers would shoot arrows at him. And the archers shot at him till he was as full of arrows as and left him there for dead. Miraculously, the arrows did not kill him. Archers riddled his body with arrows. His body was described as full of arrows. Believed to be dead, the archers left his body for retrieval and burial. He was recovered by Irene of Rome, whose Christian husband was a servant to Diocletian, and also martyred. She discovered that Sebastian was still living, and she hid him and nursed him back to health. Sebastian later stood by a staircase where the emperor was to pass, and in a procession, Diocletian, he waited for him and got onto him for his cruelties against Christians. Greatly astonished at finding Saint Sebastian alive, the emperor ordered that Saint Sebastian be seized and beaten to death and his body thrown into the sewer of Rome. Saint Sebastian thus suffered a double martyrdom. Saint Sebastian, pray for us. The widow of Castulius, Irene of Rome, went to retrieve his body to bury it and discovered he was still alive. She brought him back to her house and nursed him back to his health. Excuse me. A holy lady named Lucina, admonished by the martyr in a vision, privately removed the body and buried it in the catacombs at the entrance of the cemetery, the Calixtus, where now stands the Basilica of Saint Sebastian. He is a patron saint of archers and athletes and of those who desire a saintly death. He was also venerated as a protector from the bubonic plague and as a patron of plague victims. According to his legend, he was born in Gaul, went to Rome and joined Sebastian. And Saint Sebastian entered the army, Roman army, because there he could assist the martyrs without arousing suspicion. And He was said to have cured a woman of her muteness simply by his presence. 78 people were converted instantly when this happened. According to tradition, two brothers, Mark and Marcellinus, or Marcella, twins and deacons, were in prison for not denouncing God. Saint Sebastian is a popular male saint, especially today among athletes. In medieval times, he was regarded as a saint with a special ability to intercede to protect from plague, and devotion to him greatly increased when plague was alive or active. Finally, he was found out, brought before Emperor Diocletian, and delivered to archers to be shot to death. His body was pierced with arrows, and he was left for dead, but he was found still alive by those who came to bury him, and he recovered but refused to flee. And due to his courage, strength, and perseverance, Saint Sebastian is highly regarded as both a Christian saint and a martyr. Martyrs are people who have died for their beliefs and are highly regarded in Christianity. Saint Sebastian is the patron saint of athletes, archers, and soldiers. Which I was both. I was an athlete and a soldier. He recovered, and when the opportunity presented, he accosted the emperor, denouncing him for his cruelty to Christians. Again, he was sentenced to death, beaten to death with clubs. Saint Sebastian's life demonstrates his courage and love for Jesus Christ. He valued fidelity to Christ higher than any worldly honor. Once, Sebastian went in search of Diocletian to surprise him. He managed to catch Diocletian by a stairwell and proceeded to criticize him loudly and publicly for his persecution of the Christians. And Diocletian, surprised that Sebastian was still alive, was immediately taken back, but recovered his composure. This time he would not permit Sebastian to escape with his life. He ordered his former guard to be beaten to death with clubs and then thrown into the sewers. And one day he took up a position near where the emperor was to pass. He accosted the emperor, denouncing him for his cruelty to Christians. And Saint Sebastian died on January 20, 287 in Rome. And his feast day is January 20. And this time the sentence of death was carried out. Sebastian was beaten to death with clubs. His body was recovered by a Christian woman named Lucina, and she secretly buried him in the catacombs beneath Rome. His body, thrown into a sewer, was found by another pious woman, who dreamed that Sebastian told her to bury his remains near the catacombs. His relics are believed to be in the Basilica of San Sebastiano on the Apulian Way, to which many pilgrims were attracted in the Middle Ages. He was buried in the Appian Way, close to the catacombs that bear his name. Nearly 80 years after his death, around 367, his remains were moved to a basilica in Rome, built by Pope Damasus I. His body, or at least some relics from his body, were reportedly removed and shared with a community of monks in France. His cranium was sent to a German monastery, placed in a special silver case in 934. The relic remains in its case today in a special reliquary in Ebersburg. Saint Sebastian is a very popular patron saint, as he is the patron saint of athletes and soldiers. And due to his unwavering commitment to Christ and the courageous way he faced his martyrdom, he serves as an example of true love of God. He is usually depicted standing in front of a tree with an arrow pierced through him. In artwork, Saint Sebastian is depicted with arrows shot into his body, often tied to a post or a tree. His second execution is virtually never depicted. Saint Sebastian is the patron saint of soldiers, athletes, and those who desire a saintly death. O Lord, grant us the spirit of fortitude, so that, guided by the example of the martyr, Saint Sebastian, we may learn to bear witness to the Christian faith and patiently support the sufferings of life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, may the glorious intercession of your blessed martyr, Saint Sebastian, be our protection. Bless our parish, named in his honor and placed under his protection. Grant all that we ask for in these days of prayer, in preparation for his feast, according to your will, to our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And Lord Jesus, thank you for the lives of these great saints. Thank you for their commitment. We receive the faith through their handing it down. That's how we have it today. So may we have that strength to pass it on. To pass it on. How important that is, to pass it on. We are ourselves to pass it on. Pass on our holy Catholic faith. And to make the Mass the center of our lives. And to pray the Rosary. So, we are to pass it on. And I exhort people to pray for Pope Francis and to pray for all our clergy and to pray for our holy Catholic faith and for America. When America is strong, the world is safer. And that also I exhort, pray for the persecuted church around the world. And there are many under persecuted lands that, if they have internet, have access to us. And we want to encourage them where they're at. To like Saint Sebastian, to be steadfast. Pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters throughout the world. Make the Mass the center of your life and to pray the rosary. Pray the rosary.
Blessed Mother, we pray to Thee. Thanks for the miracle of Your rosary. Only You can hold back Your holy Son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Now and at the hour of our death, and thanks once again for the miracle of Your rosary.
Though retired to the remote parts of a desert, St. Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility. And the love of Jesus Christ, the mere sign of the cross, suffices to banish him." St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. Dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. And may we be so empowered by this great faith that was handed down to us from Jesus to his apostles, their successors, to our time, and through bravery of saints like Saint Sebastian. And so may we be so empowered as we close today's devotion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And so what a blessing it is to have freedom to do this. And we want to please our Lord and our Lady and Saint Joseph, sharing the lives of these great saints. What a motivation to look at the lives of the friends of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, the friends of our Lord. And the Catholic Church is a huge family record. And we have, talk about St. Sebastian being the patron of athletes. And, you know, football, you know, they have the Hall of Fame. And, you know, baseball have the Hall of Fame, you know, the greats, you know, like Babe Ruth. And, you know, hockey even has. But as Catholics, we have the most important Hall of Fame. The saints in heaven, our Hall of Fame. That's where that's the goal of all of us. And there's no bench warmers sitting on this team. We are all part of this family record. All of us have a place that the Lord uses us in. This and may we be steadfast in prayer. Let us pray for America, pray for the church in persecuted lands, and pray for Pope Francis and all our clergy and those suffering. And we pray for those who will die today. We pray for those, and we pray for healing of mind, body, and soul. And so thank you, Lord, for all the gifts you have given us. Give us a thankful heart, Lord, our heart. You give us you break our heart of stone and give us a new heart. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your forgiveness. That's what makes all of this. So, thank you, Lord. You give us a thankful heart. I would encourage people, just as the leper, the one leper of the nine that went back and gave thanks to our Lord. And our Lord took note of that. He did. Only one came back to give thanks. And so when you go to Mass, what an opportunity it is there. Give thanks for the graces that we have and the gifts that we've been given. So we should have a thankful heart, and I will end with this song.
No way to begin to tell you.
thankful heart. Good day.